Blog Talk Radio.
Tim Stafford with the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. We are so excited to have you as a part of our guest today at a brand new show we're launching right here on Blog Talk Radio Network. And Stevie Anderson is, of course, for many of you, you know him. He is a professional football player turned professional golfer, but he also is a youth motivational speaker and has so much to offer all those who listen. And so today is a really special day, July 10th, 2013. It's a special day in two ways. Number one, it's my wife's birthday, so I just want to say happy birthday to Victoria. And it's also the day that we launch this really special show. And Stevie, it is really an honor for me to be on the air with you, and I'm so grateful that and glad we were finally able to get this journey to a point that we could launch the show today. And so welcome to your new show, and I'm really excited to be on the air with you.
Good morning, Tim. Thanks for having me. And I feel the same way. Feelings are mutual. Today is definitely a special day for you, your wife's birthday. And that's always a blessing for you to have one, to have someone by your side like that. That's awesome. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know what, Stevie, you know, you have a really great story. I mean, your life has been obviously full of athletics, but it's been a really interesting journey as you were a part of professional football and you've gotten into professional golfing. Tell us a little bit of that story. I mean, you know, for a listener that's listening for the first time and may know your name or may be aware of your football background, kind of tell us the story of, you know, Stevie Anderson, the football player turned golfer, and kind of what your dreams are from this point.
The football stories, I don't think we have enough time in a lifetime to talk about football. But I tell you, the era I grew up in, Louisiana, in Jonesboro, very, very small town. I mean, you would pass it, you know, you'll pass right by the small town, very, very small. Jonesboro, there was nothing to do there. So my mom, during the daytime, when the sun came up in the morning, you were outside playing football. And it grew from there. I mean, all my brothers, we all played football, and after then becoming a professional football player, I ended up, after I stopped playing with an injury, I decided I wasn't finished with sports. And my brother introduced me to the game through an older gentleman, and I just took it from there. The first few years, I just started playing and trying to find out how does everything work on this golf course, from the physical part to the mental part. At the same time, the struggle for years was the physical part, just actually trying to make the right contact on the golf ball and how to hit it. And then from there, the mental strategy started to come around after that. So you have so many, golf is about stages. Football is totally different. Football, you can just go, and you can just go. So until you the direction, you just go to that direction. I'll go to that point, basically full speed. With golf, it's you have so many different stages. It's like you would say building blocks, or just putting a puzzle together through each round, through each hole. And people don't know anything about golf. You have 18 holes of golf. Well, I can't play the 18th hole on number one tee box. And you'll find yourself doing that a lot of times. Mm-hmm. So you have to be right here in the present all the time with golf.
Yeah, it seems like golf, I've talked to you quite a lot about the game of golf, and it seems like one of the things that is really, it just kind of apparent to me is as you guys who are playing golf take on each game, is that it's really a marathon. It's not really a sprint. I mean, it's kind of, you kind of have to start on the first tee, but you gotta pace yourself out to the 18th hole, and that's a lot like life, isn't it? I mean, life is a lot like a marathon more than a sprint. You know, sometimes I guess we're running in life, but for the most part, we really got to try to pace ourselves so that we're as, you know, our head is in the game on whatever the 18th hole looks like in our life as much as the first.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Golf is, I definitely think golf is related to life and what people go through every day. You can find someone, let me see, I can do this. You can find someone going to work today, and they know they have their plans this evening after work, male or female.
Right.
But you never know what's going to happen around lunchtime or after lunch. You never know what's going to happen on your way to lunch or
right.
What your boss is going to say once you get back to work. Time may be extended or changes may be different. So in golf, when you hit on number one, first of all, you have to get off the number one tee box, number one, if you want to try to put
right.
a great score to qualify.
That's right.
And then number
right.
two, along, yeah, so that's how it relates in so many different ways. You never know what's going to happen on the 17th hole. And you can see the finish line. You can see yourself getting off in an hour from work. But all of a sudden, there's changes being made, and you have to extend your hours today. You can't be at home at 5 o'clock. You have to be at home today at 6. But when you get home, you can't get to bed at 10 o'clock tonight or 11. You're going to get to bed tonight at 1. So
right.
you have to take care of each. You have to take care of the now, right now, the present in golf. You can't look in the future.
That's right, and it seems like the other thing, too, is that if you think about it, you know, what you do at 10 o'clock deserves to have as much attention given to it by you as what you do, what you're going to do at 5 o'clock or what you're going to do at 6 o'clock. And I think that's another thing that I've never played golf other than, you know, I've done a little putt-putt golf, but I haven't really ever played golf, you know. But the thing about it is I've watched a lot of golf, and I've noticed that,
right.
you know, the guys that seem to be really great at golf give, you know, the fourth hole every bit as much attention as they give the 18th hole. And I think for people, you know, what you do today could be, you know, I mean, I don't mean this in a melancholy way, but it very well could be the last thing you ever do. Is something, maybe what you do today at 11 o'clock could be the last thing that you ever do. And, you know, if you think about that, you know, like maybe today Stevie Anderson and I are going to do a radio show at 9 o'clock, and maybe by some horrible disaster, I'm going to die at 10. You know, well, when I live my life like that, then it makes every hour different than if I live my life that at 5 o'clock I'm going to be doing something, and so I just have to do everything I can to get there. You know, what it does is it kind of forces me not to waste time. Everything that I do then becomes important. And I think I really see that in golf where, you know, every hole is important because, hey, you know, that bogey on the fourth hole could be the stroke that loses it for you in the end.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And relating to life, like you said, is that with the golf, the only thing you can do at the end of the day is just leave it in God's hand. When there's so much pressure, leave it in God's hand, the pressure that you can't handle. Now,
right.
God gave you senses. And I think a lot of times in the daily living today, a lot of times we get to a certain point, we want to try to balance the whole ball. We want to balance the ball. This ball is probably about 100 pounds or 50 pounds. And we want to balance this ball
right.
the whole entire day. And, you know, probably the next few hours or so, it's going to be getting extremely heavy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you have to let God balance most of that ball for you
right.
and go on with your life. And I think that's a lot of times you can only do so much. Just say your prayers and leave it in God's hand and just play your best. It's the same with life. When you do that, God's going to make a way for you somehow, some way. I'm not saying if my golf never takes off to where I want it to be, but it does relate to life in so many different aspects.
Right, right.
And that's what
people now you do
need.
A lot of. No, go ahead.
No, I'm listening. That's just this morning we're talking about relationship with golf and with individuals today. And it's a beautiful game to learn if you don't know. Very beautiful game. And you could play it for years and years of into your in elderly age. But that's what I would say with people out there today. You just have to just have an outlet and get off some of the pressure. And when you start calling on God and asking God for help, He will relieve that pressure from you, whether it's mentally or physically. A lot of times you don't even see it, but He's already doing it for you. And it's just a beautiful game.
Now, in addition to your golfing, you do a lot of motivational speaking with youth. And tell us a little bit about that. The question I really want to ask is, I could ask you, what kind of events do you do? And, you know, we could have that conversation, and that's an okay conversation. But what kind of events are you really, I mean, what really turns your crank as far as your passion? I mean, what do you really like to do as far as youth are concerned? Do you like to speak to smaller groups or larger groups, or do you like to go to schools? Or, I mean, what are the kinds of things that you really love to do when it comes to getting in with youth and trying to help them be motivated to keep moving on and become everything that they were designed to be?
You know, Tim, this year, this upcoming school year, I'd be extremely, extremely busy with a lot of schools and camps talking to kids. A lot of times, too, there would be some events dealing with a lot of athletes also.
Mm.
Just keeping these youth on track. And the track is the right focus in life. A lot of times we focus, those same athletes that's focusing on the tennis court, the football field, baseball field, volleyball court, basketball court. They need to have the same focus a lot of times when they go home around their parents, the elders and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of kids that's actually they're active in school and doing positive things in school, but to get home, they're being very disrespectful and don't even know they're being disrespectful. Vice versa. Yeah, they may be being respectful at home, but staying off track once they get to school. And, you know, a teacher can only do so much at school versus a parent. A parent can only do so much. Those are the things that we need to stay on with the youth, the younger generation. There's so many evil distractions out there today. It's a very, very sinful world. And we just need to stay on track, on top of it with these youth to keep them in the right path.
Right. I mean, a lot of times people, they say this thing, which is really true. I mean, they say, you know, the youth are important because they're our future. But the truth is, and I shouldn't say the truth is, because that is the truth, but that truth extends. And the youth today are just as important. You know, we always want to say, well, you know, the youth are important because they are our future, but they're also our now. And making sure that, mm-hmm. you know, like you, some of the things that you advertise, you know, as part of your speaking is insight for youth and career goals and overcoming adversity and winning attitudes. I mean, these things are all things that we have to enact today so that in the future we're different people. You know, it's not like, again, we go back to what we said before, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know, we have to begin to work on winning attitudes and work on overcoming adversity. That happens today. That doesn't happen tomorrow, or tomorrow will never happen. Do you see what I mean?
Totally, totally. I totally agree with you. I mean, you like I said, you have some parents, they can only go do so much with their kids.
Right.
And they can't be a teacher. A lot of parents can't be teachers in the school system. And you know, we are youth who hope and pray that they're going to school. Because when they're not going to school, now they're going into danger a lot of times if they don't. But once they get to school, there's teachers trying to be parents. And we want to expect so much out of a teacher to do so much. And there's And but there's basically what's happening is this. Let me say it this way. There's kids. They're getting their medicine. They're getting their medicine at school, and the medicine is the right direction, the discipline they need, the understanding that
right.
they need, that they're needing, that they're needing for life in the future. And once they get home, they're not taking any medicine. They're taking poison, in a sense. And I know it's so the youth. What we're doing with the youth and how we have to really, really pay attention to them these days. This is critical.
Yeah.
The youth right now, they're very, very powerful. I tell you what, you can bring a kid in with me around 8 years of age, and it's amazing, not even eight, at six and five. They can do so much on a computer right now. It's unbelievable. I mean, at 5 years old, I don't even know what I was thinking about. At eight, all I wanted to do was just go outside and just play. And my brothers had a sandbox. My mom and my dad bought us a sandbox. And we used to go out there and just play in the sandbox for hours. And I think at 5 years old, that's the only thing I wanted to do. And if I knew computers back then, and my mom would have had me and my dad had us in computers, we would be so far ahead at the age when I was at 5 years old years ago versus today. That's how powerful our youth are today, and that people and parents and us as elders, we just don't even pay attention to it sometimes. Some of us do. But that's how critical it is today to stay focused and stay
right.
on top of the youth
right.
and keep on the right track.
Sure. Now, one of your kind of bylines is, you know, you're a motivational speaker, and kind of your phrase is keep your eye on the prize. You know, describe for me, you know, maybe give us a little insight, Stevie. What does that mean? What's the prize? And keep your eye on the prize. What does that mean to you?
Well, first of all, I would like to say I thank God for the life I had with my mom.
Hmm.
My mom was everything to me, and also to my dad. My dad is still living. But my mom, she was a fighter in the family. And a lot of times when I would be getting ready to go to school early in the morning, and I say more or less around the high school era, and my older brother was going to, he was in college at the time, my younger brother was born, and she just tell us, you know, to stay focused on what you're doing, keep your eye on the prize. And mm-hmm. a lot of times that means even when you're looking at the prize could be saying the right speech today in class for a youth,
mm-hmm.
for a younger generation, the youth, are staying on track of passing, making an A on this test, stay on track of making this play on the tennis court, you know, as a female mm-hmm. or male. You know, and as an adult, as us going to adults, keep your eye on the prize. You have to land this contract. You know, stay focused on it. But keep your eye on the prize. Don't get distracted along the way, along your route. Keep your eye on the prize.
Right.
It's for me, is a goal to each and every one of us, the human race, and that goal could be very, very small to some people, some individuals, and it can be very, very gigantic. And to that one person, that's keep your eye on the prize.
Right.
That's what you used to stress to us.
That's great, and you know, I mean, that is such an amazing. It's such a real thing. I mean, because you've got so many prizes, but you got to keep your head in the game, and you got to keep focused on what the next thing is, without becoming obsessed by the things. You know, we don't ever want to do that. We always want to continue to be who we are. But at the same time, we got to keep focused on what direction we're going in. Because my grandmother used to always say, if you aim for nothing, you'll always get it. Nothing. That's kind of true. You know?
Right.
You know, you got to aim for something. You might change your mind, but at least you're moving forward. And so that's important.
At least you're moving forward. And you know what, Tim? It's like your grandma used to say that. today in this world, so many distractions in this world. But a lot of times,
right,
you can't even find yourself to think. You can't even think straight. People back in the day, they had time to think, and then when they were still distracted, they still could think. And that's totally fits golf. You have to think around the course and the whole nine. But we were talking back, and I mentioned about the teacher, parent, and the child.
Right.
And, you know, what going back and forth. Basically what I meant by that, about, you know, you can find yourself, the teacher getting the kids. When I said that, there's kids of all different backgrounds. And basically having to work together. There's parents having to be, there's teachers having to be parents when they get
right.
when they get to school. And that goes all across the world. And that's why, as us as adults, and adults that can see what's going on in this world, we have to make a stand. And there's so many of us today that can make a stand that we're not doing it. Now, this is our country. This is our world. This is us. This is it. This is the moment. This is now. Like you said, you're not promised tomorrow. I'm not promised the next 10 minutes. But the only thing I can
right.
do, I can do what I can do at the time, and just do your best.
Right. That's right. Well, Stevie, we're coming into the, believe it or not, we got about 8 minutes left and on this show, but I want to talk a little bit about the show. I mean, obviously, people can connect to you through StevieAndersonSpeaks.com. We'll have that in the show notes as well. They can also connect to you on Facebook. By the way, you have an awesome Facebook page, so if people just look up Stevie, Stevie Anderson Golfer, if you go to their, yeah, if they just go to their Facebook and they look in the search bar and they just type in Stevie Anderson Golfer, it's going to come right up. I did it this morning, and it's right there. They can connect with you on Facebook and become your friend and follow what's going on. But, you know, this radio show, it has the ability to reach everywhere in the world. It can be live. It's also an archive. In about a month or so, we'll be on iTunes. They can start downloading things to iTunes probably by the end of August. So what's, you know, I know the answer to this because obviously we wouldn't be doing this if it weren't important to you. But tell our listeners, you know, why is doing a radio show like this important to you, and what are you hoping to accomplish by doing it?
You know, Tim, I definitely want to get out to discuss topics and issues that people battle every day. And believe me, you're going to battle some issues every day. And because of the world today, it's a lot of negativity in the world, a lot of it. And you have to be aware of it, and a lot of us not. We don't want to see it, but we're not. And definitely to the youth. The youth is so critical. Again, it's keeping our eye on the prize, making positive choices in life. And those are the things that staying on track, and that's the message I'm going to stress every time we speak, is staying on track. At the end of the day, the fight against sin. You know,
right.
So it's a sinful world out there in so many different ways, too. There's a lot of topics like that I'm going to be talking about, and that's some question down the road we'll be talking about. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to that. And because that travels in so many evil different ways. A lot of times
right.
we just don't see it, but it does. So
that's right. That's right. So really, we want to talk a little bit about golf. We want to talk a little bit about what's going on, but we really want to talk about people. We want to talk about living a life that has an impact on others, living a life that's focused and directional and that's purposeful. You know, I think, you know, if all of us can get to that point, we're going to find a fair amount of peace in our life, and we're going to have some purpose, and we're going to be able to feel like we're not just bumping along the bottom, but that we're really doing something of substance. And so I think that's going to be
right.
very important
right.
as we move forward. Yeah.
Right. You know, Tim, I wanted to say, as individuals, we can't be closed-minded. And there's so
right.
many, I see it today, so many people today, they're just closed. They're just in a jar, and they want to keep that top over them the entire life. You have to be, you can't be closed-minded. Once you're closed-minded, you can't open up to see. And you have blinders on. You have to be able to open up in life and see. And the things I just said earlier, we hope and pray that that it would reach someone to keep them at ease and going with life in the right direction.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, the show will be airing every other Tuesday at 5:00. So this particular day, we just wanted to get it launched, and Stevie and I wanted just to make sure that his show just got on the, you know, it's kind of one of those things, got to get it off the starting block so we can get running. So we did this at a special time on Wednesday at 9:00 a.m. Eastern. But starting on the 30th, we'll be doing it every other week on Tuesday at 5:00 Eastern. And so it could be an opportunity for you to listen on your way home from work, maybe, or maybe if you're at work late, you can listen, or if you're at home, you can listen. But also remember that every single show that we do, including this one, is an archive forever. So if you don't get to hear it live, you can listen to it anytime. You can listen to it over and over if you want to. Don't know that I would want to do that either, but maybe you do. Who knows? Maybe something really will be inspiring. You want to hear it again. Share it with your friends. Post it on your Facebook. You can really do whatever you want to. It's really a wide open forum for anybody who's listening, and you can go back and listen to them as much as you want. And like I said, by the end of August, we hope to have it connected with YouTube. I mean iTunes, so that you can download them right to your iPod, and you can do it that way as well. So our hope is just to get the message that Stevie has in his heart, the passion that he has for people and keeping their life focused, get that right directly to you, streaming every other week, as we kind of take on this journey of helping people and empowering them to be inspirational to others. Stevie, it's been a real pleasure to be on the air with you this morning. God bless you. I know you got a really big tournament this week, so we wish you the very best. We'll be praying for you. And we hope that we look forward to getting together with you again soon and listening to what you have to say to us and how people can continue to stay focused in their life.
Thank you so much, Tim. Thank you so much. It's a very important tournament, the Sanderson's Forum Championship qualifier. Mm. But again, thanks. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to it also. Like you said, so many different topics we want to talk about. It's going to be exciting.
Right.
I'm very excited about it. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Stevie Anderson Show. Join us on June 30th as we continue to talk more about how your life can impact others and how you can stay focused, keep your eye on the prize through your attitude, through your opportunities, and through other things that you piece together so that your life can really matter. From all of us here at the Stevie Anderson Radio Show and the Blog Talk Network, we wish you the very best this week and God's richest blessings on you in the weeks to come. Talk to you again on the 30th of June. God bless.